Just as children are to be growing up, so also God's spiritual children are to be growing up as well. In fact, we can learn about this truth in the kingdom of God by thinking a moment about children. Children, at least and for certain at first, have some wonderful qualities. Innocence is one. We were playing yesterday with our little 9-month-old granddaughter, and there's an innocence about little ones that is absolutely priceless and a good example for us. Little older than that, children show an openness that is wonderful to behold. And sometime along in those early stages, they even display a humility that is good for us and is exemplary for all of us. A matter of truth in the kingdom of God is we need such qualities as that even to begin in the family of God. However, children have some not so wonderful qualities also. They're very fickle. Their best friend today is their arch enemy tomorrow. They're always changing. They like this now, but don't count on it 2 weeks from now. They're easily misled, easily deceived. These are all things they need to grow out of. Well, too many Christians, we probably would have to agree, are like those children. And Christians like that need to grow up. As a matter of fact, every Christian, no matter where they are in their life with the Lord, if they admit it and face the Word of God, need to be growing up. Let's read Ephesians chapter 4, verse 14. As a result, we are no longer to be children, tossed here and there by waves and carried about by every wind of doctrine, by the trickery of men, by craftiness in deceitful scheming. But, speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in all aspects into Him, who is the head, even Christ. It is God's will that we as His children be spiritually maturing, growing up all the while. Verse 14 says, we are no longer to be children. Verse 15 says, we are to grow up. No longer should a child of God remain just as a child of God. The gal in the faith should be growing up to be a strong woman of the faith. A young guy in the Lord should be growing up to be a strong brother in the faith. And all of us, wherever we are in the family of God and our progress with the Lord, should be growing up. If we are today, spiritually speaking, where we were a year ago, something is wrong. If we are today where we were 5 years ago, something is sad. If we are today where we were 15 years ago in the Lord, something is tragic. This sweet little guy we just prayed for and lifted up to the Lord, Travis. Cute, adorable, draws your heart to him. But what if 5 years from now he could only get around by being held in his mama's arms and were just then as he is today? Everyone would say sad. If 15 years from now that were the case, what would one say? Oh, tragic. Well, it's easy to see that in the physical realm. And it is sad and tragic when such happens, and now and then it does. But you know what's even more serious when that happens spiritually? Tragic to just stay at the same place we started with the Lord, or grow for a year or two and feel, well, that's enough. I can make it through now. Tragic. We are no longer to be children. However, we must be willing to begin with God as children. A couple of sad things often happen with people. Some who become the children of the Lord are unwilling to mature and grow up in the family of God. There are others who aren't in God's family and think they're doing quite well, thank you, and have a grip on life and can handle it themselves, and they're unwilling to become a child before God so they can get started in God's family. You remember these words of Jesus in Matthew chapter 18? We'll return to Ephesians 4 in a moment. You remember what Jesus said in Matthew chapter 18, verse 3? Truly I say to you, unless you are converted and become like children, you shall not enter the kingdom of heaven. That's a stern word. That's a heavy warning. But it's truth, and it's, of course, right on target, given to us by the Lord God Himself through Jesus Christ the Son. Unless a person will be converted and become like a child, they cannot even enter into the family of God. They cannot know God now. They cannot dwell with God forever. It just can't happen. There's no other way to begin with God. Unless a person is converted. Conversion has to do with turning. A person who wants to turn from sin to God is a person who wants conversion from God. And that's the only way to start out with the Lord. We all start out in sin and rebellion and self-centeredness, and we need forgiveness and cleansing and a turnabout and a new direction with the Lord. But we need more than that. Unless one is converted and becomes like a child, we must become a child in the family of God. We start out there. No one starts out really as a grown person or as a grandfather. We all have to start out as children because the only way into God's family is through birth. If we want God as our Father, instead of just God as our Creator, we must be born into His family. Everyone is in the family of man with God as the Creator. But all of creation is in sin and rebellion. Some willfully, some just out of ignorance. God is calling people out of the family of man into the family of God. And just as we enter the family of man through birth, we enter the family of God through birth. And we have to become like a child with God. We may be 20 years old and think we know a lot. We may be 40 years old and everyone thinks we know a lot. But we have to be willing to become as a child before God. Come to God like a child that knows nothing and needs to be taught everything. That's the only way to start out with God. We start with God and His family through new birth, a new beginning. A person must be willing to look to the Father for a brand new beginning in life in his family. One must be willing to come to God and say, Father, when it comes to forgiveness and cleansing and purity and righteousness and newness of life, I know nothing. And I can't produce any of it myself. Father, I look to You. Unless a person is converted and willing to become like a child, he shall not enter the kingdom of heaven. No resolution, No new resolve, no new insight or understanding in itself will change us. Just like little Travis could do nothing on his own to get into his family. He had to be given life. It's exactly how it works in the family of God. No one can do anything on their own to birth themselves into God's family. We all must be willing to become as a child, no matter what our age, our history, our religious exposure or inclination, our heritage, our parents. We all must become as children and begin out with God there. If we don't, we cannot enter the kingdom of God. Many of us, undoubtedly most of us, have already started out with God like that. I can remember the closing part of my 25th year, almost 25 years ago. I can remember. Thought I was hot stuff. Could go out with this little franchise I had and make $1,000 in a day. Of course, I could spend it in a night. And I could wait 3 more weeks before I earned another dollar, too. But thought I knew everything, had it made. I had been so slick, gotten out of so many tight squeezes. What a fool. It's like dying, really, to become a child with God. You realize how dumb you are, how selfish you've been, how self-centered you've been, how self-sufficient you've been. How many people you've hurt, how many you've walked over, how many you've used, how many you've disappointed. It's quite a dying experience to come to God and say, Father, I'm coming to you like a baby. I know nothing. I'm a mess. Change my spiritual diapers, please. Give me new birth. Bring me into your family. Start me out with you, God. I'm willing to start all over. I'll learn everything all over again. And even the things we thought we knew have to be relearned in the family of God. Unless a person is converted and becomes like a child, they cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. They cannot come into the family in which God is king. If you have never started out with the Lord that way, I urge you in the name of the Lord, not for my sake and even more than for your sake, for God's sake. God the Son died for you. Don't let it be wasted on your behalf. Tell Him you're willing to start out as a child, that you don't know anything, that you need Him to teach you everything, that you don't have any righteousness, any true purity. You need Him to give His to you. That's the way you start out with God. This could be a great morning perhaps for a few of us here who heard the Word of God, were convinced inside by the Spirit of God, you know, that's the truth of God. I need to yield my life to what God has to say. This could be a day when you are birthed through faith into the family of God. And the innocency and openness and humility of a child can be given to you by the work of the Holy Spirit as you come to Christ for new life in Him. We're going to continue our study. We're hardly halfway through with it. But you can go on in the rest of it as a newborn babe if you'll just give your heart to the Lord Jesus right now. He's looking on your heart. Open up and ask Him in. And then begin to let Him spoon feed you, bottle feed you right now some of the milk of the Word of God. And then before you even leave this morning, share with someone, confess with your mouth what you did in your heart with the Lord Jesus Christ. Unless a person is converted and becomes like a child, they shall not enter the kingdom of heaven. Now we begin as children with the Lord. We begin as babies with the Lord. We must begin as new children with God. There's no other way to start. But then God begins to tell us we are no longer to remain as children, we are to grow up. Children are unstable, they are without understanding, and they need to grow up and grow out of it. When we start out in Christ, we have a lot of instability, and it relates a lot to having a lack of understanding. It's like a child going to school. The teacher starts to teach, and it all sounds so new and foreign. But there's an excitement about it, and the child senses there's something there to gain and to receive, and they begin to listen and take it in, and they begin to learn, and they learn how to talk and write and think and reason. So it is in the kingdom of God. Some of you are very new in God's family, and you know the first number of gatherings with the people of God. Your heart was stirred and you knew it was right, but you could hardly make sense out of almost any of it. And yet, little by little, the understanding begins to dawn. And the subject is not math or English, the subject is God. And all of a sudden, He begins to make sense. And the ways He wants to work with people come with some understanding. And as the understanding comes, some of the instability and the fickleness and the changeability and the constant ups and downs begin to steady out to an increasingly stable growth in the Lord. Our Father in heaven wants us to be growing up. It's His will. Now, how so? In what manner are we to grow? Verse 15, but speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up. That's how. Speaking the truth in love. First, this matter of speaking the truth. This has to do with having our words and really our lives in line with God's truth. Perhaps your margin shows another reading, as mine does and many newer translations do, holding to or walking in the truth. This word includes speaking the truth, but it talks about living the truth. Literally, you could translate it, truthing it in love. I think the emphasis is, though, here on speaking the truth. Why so? Because it's a contrast. Note the start of verse 15, but it's contrast verse 15 with verse 14. Verse 14, children, spiritually speaking, are carried about by every wind of doctrine. Take a child new in the faith, whether they're 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years old, and they just come to the Lord and they're excited about forgiveness and salvation and eternal life with God and the Word of God and prayer and the people of God, and they're beginning to grow, and then someone blows through town a strange new wind of doctrine where someone has taken a verse or a phrase and perhaps out of its setting and purpose and context and began to use it just because they knew people liked to hear it talked about. And they start telling people what people like to hear, not what God has to say. And this babe in Christ might come running to the church. Oh, I found it, the greatest thing that the church has ever heard or never heard. Now there'll be power and glory and excitement and victory in the church. You've got to come and hear this. And often when you hear it, it's just another wind of doctrine. Just something that blew through town, wasn't from God, was just a religious hype that probably somebody was using to get people to follow them instead of using the Word to get people to follow God. But children are vulnerable to things like that. Well, we're to grow up speaking the truth in love. Not like children carried about by every wind of doctrine, but speaking the truth in love. not yanked and blown here and there by any windy word that hits town, religiously speaking, but rather speaking the truth in love. The contrast here is between truth and winds of doctrine, or windy teaching that just blows in and out, pushes people around, but doesn't stabilize or give understanding. In what manner are we to be growing? Speaking the truth in love. Speaking true words. Having truth come out in our words and really reflected in all of our lives. The Word of God is the written truth of God. It should dictate what we say and really the kind of lives we live. To grow up in Christ, we must be learning God's truth. That is, we must be getting familiar with the Word of God. A newborn child of God in the family of God that is not getting into the Word of God will no more grow in Christ than a baby will if it's not getting into some milk. And then if that baby doesn't eventually get from the milk into some chunky food, we're feeding our granddaughter stage 3 chunkies, you know. And it's exciting. It's a big deal. You go from mush to little clumps in the food. And yet, you can see the impact it has, you know, on her life. You know, you put a bite of that in and, you know, the reaction is, wow, you don't just swallow this, do you? You've got to kind of work it around. So it is in the Word of God. We go from the bottle and then to being spoon-fed, and then all of a sudden, you know, God puts a chunk in there and you go, whoa, I wasn't planning on having to deal with this. But it's all part of growing up. And a baby's not going to become a man or a woman on a milk bottle. So if we aren't getting into the Word of God and feeding on the truth and moving from milk to something a little chunkier and more challenging and then right on to the meat of the Word, we will not be growing up in Christ. To grow up in Christ, we must be learning the Word of God. Reading the Word of God. Hearing the Word of God. Studying the Word of God. The primary reason we gather together like this is to hear from God in His Word. Lord, speak to us. And we all need to hear from others what God is feeding them and telling them in the Word of God. I know I spend much of my week reading, praying, studying, preparing my heart and mind in the Word for Sunday morning and Wednesday evening and other small group gatherings. It's the major part of my life in ministry. And I know many of you pray for me in that, and I take it as my highest responsibility. I believe there's nothing I do in the church family more critical than be prayerfully in the Word. When we come together, it's my desire to share with you a meal from God. But I need to do the same thing all the time too. I start out the day not studying that which I'm going to share with this part of God's family. I started out feeding my own spirit on the Word and in prayer. And hardly a week goes past, I don't think a week ever goes past, that I don't hear from the Lord through someone else who is in the Word. Whether it's Chuck Smith or David Hawking, some other brother that's in the Word feeding God's people. John Corson. A lot of good feeders of the Word around. If we aren't getting the Word of God into our lives, we are not growing. And it's not enough for a baby just to be fed in the Word either. The day comes when that child is not just being fed by someone else, but they're ready to feed themselves. In fact, it's an exciting moment when a child goes from being fed to feeding themselves. You go, oh, look at that, you know. It doesn't matter if they jab half of the spoonful in their eye, you know, and then finally get some down to the mouth. You know, it's exciting. You see, there's some maturing there. And so it is in the things of the kingdom of God. It's important for others to feed us. I like to be fed. I need to be fed by God through others. But we need to be feeding ourselves too and learning how to do it. We need to be prayerfully reading the Word. And early in the faith, it's good to be reading some of the milk. There's some of the milk throughout the Word, but a great place is in the Gospel of John. Just get in there and read it slowly and thoughtfully. Think with God and say, teach me, Lord, and you'll learn much. But 40 years later, you can still read John and learn much more. And then you can sit down with someone who's been reading and teaching it maybe for 50, 60 years, and they open up the same book and you go, wow, I never saw that on the plate. I didn't know I could take a bite of that. Growing up in the Lord through the feeding of the Word. To grow in Christ, we must be learning God's truth. And we must be allowing it to affect our words and our lives so that what we read becomes the kind of thing we think about, talk about, and the way we behave. Let me ask a question. Do you want to grow up spiritually? Do you want to continue to grow up spiritually? I hope and pray your answer is yes, because it absolutely is the will of God. It is against the will of God. It is another form of sinful rebellion to be disinterested in or unwilling to keep growing up. Well, if we want to grow up spiritually, we will be learning and responding to the Word. It will be vital. How are we to be growing up? Speaking the truth, living the truth. The Word of God, heard and responded to, taken into our lives, begins to bring understanding and stability to our lives. It begins to mature us. And it continues to do it if we will allow it. But we are to be speaking the truth in love. It isn't enough just to speak the truth. We must speak the truth in love. If we speak the truth without love, all it proves is we've heard some truth, but we haven't taken it in rightly, nor are we giving it out correctly. Truth can be spoken in hatred. Truth can be spoken in a cold, harsh way. Truth can be spoken in self-righteousness, like, I've got something to tell you that I sure don't need to hear, but boy, you sure need it. That doesn't grow anybody up. That's a sign of immaturity, and it does not lead anyone else to maturity. There's a letter of the law way to say the truth. Well, that's what it says. Tough. Let's see what you do about it. We're to speak the truth in love. As we learn the truth, it is to be shared and related to others in love. In other words, we share the truth out of love for that person, out of a desire for God's best for that person. And if we can't speak that way, we're really forfeiting our spiritual right to speak. It's childish to speak any other way. It's harmful to speak any other way. It tears people down to speak any other way. Why isn't that person growing up? All I give them is truth. Yes, but is it being given in love? Knowledge puffs up. Truth with love builds up. Desiring God's best for others in the truth we relate to them, that's speaking the truth in love. People think that to be Christian is just to be kind of loving nice, you know. Always just kind of rosy, shiny, don't ever say or do anything that ruffles anyone's feathers ever. That's not love, that's just nicey, I guess. I don't know what that is. Love wants God's best for the other person, and sometimes it's very kind and encouraging. Sometimes it's with admonition, warning, it's a spanking in words. But you can spank in love, and you can spank in hate, you can spank in concern, and you can do it out of frustration. And they're very different from each other. So it is with the truth of the Word of God. Speaking the truth in love is critical. What we think is love isn't enough. And if it's real love, it isn't enough. It must be love with truth. If it's true, that's great, and it should be true. God's truth, and truly taken in and lived. But if we share it, it must be in love. Let's think about the extent of and the standard for our growth. The extent. In what areas of our lives are we to grow? The standard. How is our growth being measured? But speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in all aspects into Him who is the head, even Christ. The standard for our growth is into Him, the head, even Christ. The standard for our growth is not brother or sister Jones who've been a Christian 10 or 15 years longer than we have. They may be doing well, they may not be. They may be a pretty good standard, they may not be, but they're an insufficient one for sure. Because brother or sister Jones are going to be measured by the same standard we are. The growth is to be into Him who is the head of the church, the head of the body, the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the standard. See, we're not comparing ourselves with each other. Even though in the world of children, an 8-year-old looks at an 18-year-old and goes, wow, sure like to be big like that. But the dad might be looking at the 18-year-old and going, would you grow up? You know, those things are all very relative. But then when all of us stop looking at each other and we look to the Lord Jesus Christ and see, that's the standard. We're to be growing up into Him. We go, whoa-oh. We all are in the same boat. We all need some more growth. The standard for our growth is the Lord Jesus Christ. We're to be on the path of becoming more and more like the Lord Jesus. Jesus is the ultimate in maturity. We're to grow up speaking the truth in love. Jesus is truth. Jesus is love. He's the standard that we're being measured by. He's the goal toward which the Father is bringing us on. The Father is pointing to the elder brother of the family in whom dwells all the fullness of the Godhead. And the Father is saying, grow up like my son, and my truth will be your help, and my love will make it all useful in your life and toward others. Now, what is the extent of our growth? In what areas of our lives are we to grow? In all aspects. Speaking the truth in love, we're to grow up in all aspects. Every area of our lives is to undergo a transforming growth in the Lord. In all aspects. Home life, church life, life at work. Our words, our deeds, our attitudes. Our relationships with other people, our goals, our ethics, all of these are to be undergoing a transforming process, becoming more and more like Jesus Christ, the only one who ever was fully spiritually grown up. This growing process will touch areas of our prayer and faith and servanthood. Every area of life is to be touched by the growing process. We might have an area in our lives that is moving along quite well. And praise the Lord, probably so, if you're serious about God. But the extent of our growth is to be into all aspects. No doubt all of us have some areas that need much work in the Lord. But He's able if we are willing. And speaking the truth in love, we're to grow up in all aspects into Him. It is the will of God that we be growing up. As a result, we are no longer to be children, tossed here and there by waves and carried about by every wind of doctrine, by the trickery of men, by craftiness and deceitful scheming. But speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in all aspects into Him who is the head, even Christ. May the Lord stir in our hearts this morning a desire and a willingness, no matter where we are in the Lord, to be growing up in Him in all aspects of life. And for any who have never started that step, may this be the day to begin. As a child, new birth, but then, no longer remaining as children, we are to grow up in Christ. May it be so in our lives by the grace of God at work within us. Let's stand and pray and then sing a song of response, shall we? Dear Father in heaven, we bow our hearts before You. We have heard Your word. May it be done in our lives according to Your word. Lord, give the encouragement of the Holy Spirit to any who are reaching out now to the Lord Jesus Christ for the first time for new life to become a child of God. Grant them the knowledge that if they call upon the name of the Lord Jesus, they shall be saved. For those of us who have been Your children for brief periods or long time, Lord, may Your Spirit stir within us a response within that says, Father, I want to grow up in the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, it is so good to have You as our Heavenly Father. Our hearts even cry out to You, Abba, Father, dear, dear Heavenly Father. How glorious it is that we who were children of darkness can come into the kingdom of light and be children of the Heavenly Father. Work with us, Lord, we pray, to the ends that You'll be pleased with our maturing. In Jesus' name, amen.